نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One day سيدنا حسن بصري رحمة الله تعالى عليه saw a person laughing. He رحمة الله تعالى عليه asked, O young man, have you crossed the bridge of Sirat? And he replied in the negative. He was then asked, Do you know whether you are going to go to the garden of paradise or the fire of hell? And the young man again replied to the negative. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala then said, Then why are you laughing? In other words, you are laughing despite the fact that you have to confront extreme difficulties and you are unaware of your final destination either. From that time on, the young man became serious and was never seen laughing again. May Allah Azza wa Jal have His mercy upon them and forgive us for their sake. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this was the nasihat of our pious predecessors. This was the amal and this was the words of wisdom of these great people, that they would always remind a person about the fire of hell. They would always remind a person about the hereafter. Today, we're engrossed in the love of this world as well. We're madly in love with the wealth of this world. We come back from one job, we go to another one. We get out of that job, we go to a third one. Why? It's not that because I'm finding it hard to survive. It's just because my aim is different. My goal is different. My search is different. I want this, I want that, I want this. I want everything. I want to have the best car. I want to have the best house. I want to have the best lifestyle. For that, I've got to work hard. But do we ever think to ourselves that one day we are going to leave this world? That person who is coming out of one job to the other, to the third one, even that person is going to die. How many people have you seen? I've seen many, many people like that. And you've heard of many people like that. They were busy in their world. They were madly in love, you know, with building up their bank balances. And the next morning, the news was spread that the so-and-so person has died. Exactly the same thing. We're on the hit list as well. We're in that queue. Every single person is in that queue now. We're in that queue, but we don't know whose turn it will be. Am I going to be next? I don't even know that. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it's astonishing as to why a person laughs whereas the hellfire is behind him. And it is also strange as to why a person gets happy whereas death is behind him. It doesn't mean that we always stay, you know, sad, we always keep crying. But what he means is that whenever you feel sad, always think to yourself that one day this difficulty will be removed. When you are happy, always think to yourself, this happiness will never remain forever. One day this happiness will be finished. But always contemplate, think about your next life. Because for a Muslim, we're not after the best life in this world. We're after the best life in the hereafter. What we've done for that. In this world, we're working in 2-3 jobs to get a good life. And this life is what? Nothing compared to that. Many, many thousands or millions of years. Allah knows best how many years we've got to stay in the grave. You know, only for 50, 60, 70 years of this life, we're working so hard. And we're neglecting and we're forgetting the life of the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to live a good life in this world and prepare for our life of the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad.